This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It was a thing in my childhood. I don't remember, you know, much in the last 10 or 15 years about April 1st. But the mayor joins us, no joke. She's here with us. Do you do anything for April Fool's Day, or does it kind of seem like one of those very old-fashioned holidays?
I'm really out of the loop. You know, I should have thought of something really creative today. I didn't. So, you know, here we are. I guess we'll just move forward.
All right, let's do that. Local numbers and a local death. This really hurts when you don't know a person. It hurts even more when you know the person. But the numbers going up a little bit. What are your overall thoughts about the local numbers? Hospitalizations are up a little bit. And as I see, you know, what's going on in France and what's going on in Germany, and listening to what the CDC had to say this past 24 hours, it's a kind of a scary time right now, meaning that we could go right back to where we were.
Well, hopefully that's not even possible. I'm going with that, mainly because, Brian, we do have a large number of people who have been vaccinated. I want to say in the state of Illinois, it's just under 70% of our people over 65 statewide have been vaccinated. Now, that doesn't include the rest of us, which is what we really have to focus on now to keep from going anywhere close to the nightmare we've lived through in the last year. Macon County is in the danger zone, not because we've seen a dramatic spike, but because our numbers are going the wrong way. Now, we only had, I believe, 12 people hospitalized yesterday. That's from our morning call. But the health department said in our crisis team yesterday that the IDPH has put us, given us kind of the warning flag, like get it under control, people. So it's slowing down our move to the bridge. I mean, we've just got to do a better job. We just have to. Nobody wants to. Me either. You know, and most of us who have been vaccinated kind of feel like, okay, I'm good now. And they're saying that you're not going to transmit it to other people, which wasn't a great unknown thing. So if you've been vaccinated and you happen to be carrying it, you're not going to, you know, infect somebody else. So those are all good things. We just have to get the rest of the people vaccinated or enough to hit herd immunity.
Yeah, but we're a stretch from there, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we are. And we've got pretty heavy lift to convince people to change their mind. I know that, I've got it too, a sense of disappointment that more people, and I guess because so many people wanted the vaccine when we first got it, that we had a waiting list and we had people just doing anything they could to get their parents vaccinated, to get, you know, people with illness vaccinated so that they wouldn't, you know, run any further risks. And, you know, we've started to be able to see grandparents again, and we've gotten into long-term care facilities, and life has started to resume to normal. We don't want to go backwards, and that's where we are in jeopardy. We really are, and nobody wants that. But we're going to have to convince people they've got to get on board.
I'm not going to use the name because I don't want to, you know, the family didn't say anything about this, but you have someone you and I both know and have known for a very long time who passed away, who went to spring training in Arizona with the Cubs, caught it there, came back home and died. And I think these stories are not being told, and I don't know why. I don't know why. It's not my job to question how families grieve or how they communicate, but I think it's done a disservice. The CDC announced yesterday this is the third leading cause of death in the United States of America behind cancer and heart disease. The difference is I can't come to your house and give you cancer. I can't come to your house and give you heart disease, but I can pass along COVID and cause you to die. We aren't hearing those stories.
Well, and it's not just that from a danger standpoint. It is from the standpoint of it's so easy to distance yourself from, you know, the statistics, the demographics of, you know, white male in his 60s is a whole different story than somebody's Uncle Joe. And, you know, or the real story of the life that they lived. I mean, we're laying to rest a trooper today, and we have heard so much in the past week about his life and his dedication and his efforts to, you know, really – he became, if you didn't know him, he became somebody you knew or respected or had, you know, and you have such empathy for his family. We don't know really who these victims have been, you know, and daily as it becomes just a number. Now, you know, you have a major outbreak in a long-term care facility and you're just horrified, you know, because you know it's older people who are pretty much helpless, you know, in some of these instances. But, you know, to not know and for people not to share that this is real, it is still killing people. It is still making people sick, and it's causing, you know, a lot of long-term damage that we don't even know the full impact of.
Well, it is, as you said, I wish we could tell more of these stories. I mean, actually, I wish we didn't have any of these stories to tell,
yeah.
but they're there. And if people could connect at that human level, I feel like there's a lot of people out there, Mayor, and I feel like this is my takeaway from this last year, that just don't seem to care about other people. Or their selfishness is more important to them than other people.
And many of these people are people who, in an ordinary circumstance, are people that you would turn to and think of as a very caring individual. I have someone I've known for a long time that I was having a meeting with kind of early on in this, not early on, but, you know, he actually said to me, well, it's survival of the fittest. And I thought, wait a minute, who are you? Is it survival of the fittest if it's your wife? Then you might care. I mean, it just, I don't know when we lost that just compassion for strangers that has, I mean, this is a very giving community, a very caring community, a very religious community. And, you know, to see people who blatantly just only are caring about their own lives and not about something that is a pandemic over, out of our control in so many ways, and then not trying to be a part of the solution and controlling what we can.
Watching this special last night, Dr. Fauci said, we are at war with this virus. And instead of shooting at the virus, we're shooting at each other. And I thought that is about the most apt thing I've heard in the last 12 months. Or as John Bates said to me, you know, we're all in the same storm. We're just in different boats. Why can't we unify to end this thing?
I just, you know, from the beginning, this became a political issue as opposed to a health issue. And had we focused more on health than politics and that divisiveness, I think we'd be in a much better place. I mean, people are still very, very divided, still very, very angry. You know, let's celebrate getting through this. But as you keep saying, do not spike the ball on the 20. You know, it just, we're not there yet. As much as we all want to be there, as much as we're all sick of this, and people are probably sick of you and me talking about this every day for over a year. You know, there are days I'm sick of us, but it's still here. It's still reality, and we can't stop.
Mayor, we appreciate your leadership, and have a great day. Thank you very much for being with us.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.